Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 50, verses 1 to 6. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes, he does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire, around him a mighty tempest. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 1 to 18. And at that time Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise and disguise yourself, that it may not be known that you are the wife of Jeroboam, but go to Shiloh. Behold, Ahijah the prophet is there, who said that I should be the king over these people. Take with you 10 loaves, some cakes, a jar of honey, and go to him. He will tell you what shall happen to the child." Jeroboam's wife did so. She arose and went to Shiloh and came to the house of Ahijah. Now Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were dim because of his age. And the Lord said to Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam is coming to inquire of you concerning her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shall you say to her." When she came, she pretended to be another woman. But when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, he said, "Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why do you pretend to be another? For I am charged with unbearable news for you. Go tell Jeroboam, 'Thus says the Lord God of Israel, because I exalted you from among the people and made you leader over my people Israel, and tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you, and yet you have not been like my servant David, who kept my commandments and followed me with all his heart, doing only that which is right in my eyes. But you have done evil above all who were made before you, and have gone and made of yourself other gods and metal imaging, provoking me to anger, and have cast me behind your back. Therefore, behold, I will bring harm upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam every male, both bond and free, in Israel, and will burn up the house of Jeroboam as a man burns up dung until it is all gone. Anyone who belonging to Jeroboam who dies in the city, the dogs shall eat, and anyone who dies in the open country, the birds of the heaven shall eat, for the Lord has spoken it. Arise, therefore, and go to your house. When your feet enter the city, the child shall die, and all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him. But he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found something pleasing to the Lord, the God of Israel, in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord will raise up for himself a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam today. And henceforth the Lord will strike Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and root up Israel out of this good land that he gave to their fathers, and scatter them beyond the Euphrates, because they have made Asherim, provoking the Lord to anger. And he will give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned and made Israel to sin." Then Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. And as she came to the threshold of the house, the child died. And all of Israel buried him and mourned for him according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the prophet. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 20. "I thank him who gave me the strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, an insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. The King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and in good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith. And among them were Hermanes and Alexander, whom I handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble, broadcasting from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Psalm 50, verses 1 to 6, 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 1 to 18, and 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 20. So in today's reading from 1 Kings, we have a continuation of the story of the splitting of Israel. So we've got Solomon, Jeroboam. Now Jeroboam didn't do right. And again, not following the covenant that God made with Abraham. And so they continue on with the splitting of Israel. And this is just, you know, one of the things, a comment that I heard years ago from a priest friend of mine, as we were talking about the plight of Israel and the history of the Israelites. And, you know, they enslaved here, enslaved there, taken over triumphant, wandered the desert for 40 years, you know, the whole for a generation before they got into the promised land. If they left Egypt, they were always complaining about something. You know, the manna from heaven wasn't enough, the water, all these things. They never really fully trusted God. And that takes a lot, and that is very difficult to do. And it's human nature. And one of the big things you can take away from reading the Old Testament and the history of the Jewish people is this is human nature in action. This is the way we are. And this is what God's trying to help us with, and you know, we make the covenants and things and how to be more Christ-like and live a better life. But we you know, I do this too. I'm believe me, I'm not the greatest person on the face of the earth. But again, we have a tendency to not do what God wants us to do. I want my own twist on it. But I want this shiny object over there, and it just does not work out well for us. And our reading today from, imagine this, my favorite book of the Bible. No, it was not named after me. 1 Timothy, this is the first letter that Paul wrote to the Apostle Timothy, whom he was one of his mentorees. Paul was his mentor. And this section is titled, Christ Jesus Came to Save Sinners. And this is Paul. And this is something that this strikes me very hard. And it's very meaningful to me. So Paul starts, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. For those of you who don't know the history of Paul, Paul was formerly known as Saul, S-A-U-L. Saul held the coats of the people who stoned Stephen, one of the apostles, who was the first martyr of the church, stoned him to death. Paul held their coats. He was a Pharisee. He was one of these guys that run around, you know, you think of him as the thought police type thing, making sure everybody was, you know, make sure you're following all the rules. Had nothing to do with honoring God or anything like that. It was all about the law and the rules. And then on the way, he was traveling on the road to Damascus. The glory of the Lord came down, blinded him. And he had what I call the Saul to Paul moment. He got to Damascus, his sight was restored. He believed and went on to become one of the two. We always think of Peter and Paul as the two founders of the church. Well, this is Paul telling Timothy his story and how God forgave him. And in military service, you know, we all know about post-traumatic stress. There is another type of injury. It's known as moral injury. Not as well known. But this is where in the military, we also have it in first responders, where you're put in a situation where you have to do something that goes against your moral code. And there are people who come back. Mine was from my time as a medic. We do something called triage. That's the official term. The nickname we had for it was Playing God. And Playing God, when I roll up on the scene, and there's more than one patient, well, guess what? I get to pick who goes first, who gets treated first. And that treatment is based on my judgment using, of course, you know, we had standards to apply, but applying my judgment to the standards of triage, going, which one of you is most savable? And if you were deemed the hardest to save, you went to the end of the line because you were just expected that we wouldn't be able to save you. Very, very difficult because especially as a medic, we want to save everybody. That's our job. That's what we do. You know, the pararescue, this we do so others may live, which has kind of also, they started it, now it's kind of become the mantra of military medicine in all the branches. This we do so others may live. We make those sacrifices. We do things so that we want other people to live. We want the others to live. And when you have to make these decisions and choices, you look on yourself, you know, nobody's going to forgive me for that. I'm you know, you wind up in this place spiritually where you feel or other people make you feel because you did this, well, you horrible, you know, and you're like, well, so God forgives all of us for everything, period. That's just the way it is. And it's, there is there's this thing that very hard for people to wrap their heads around. Is Hitler in heaven? Did God forgive Hitler for what he did? And in reading and interpreting the Bible, God forgives everyone for everything. That's a real tough one because it's hard for us as human beings to wrap our heads around it. And we believe that you can do something so bad that nobody can forgive it. Well, nobody, no human being may be able to forgive it. But God will. God loves all of us and he wants nothing but the best for us. And that's something when we deal with moral injury that we talk about is in whatever your faith tradition is, whatever denomination of the church that you're, the Christian church you're in, God forgives you. And there is hope and solace in faith in Christ because he came down and died on the cross for everyone. So everyone is everyone is everyone. Amen.
A prayer for the mission of the church from the Book of Common Prayer. Ever-living God, whose will it is that all should come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, inspire our witness to him, that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PewPewHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.